Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A memorial service for late California Senator Dianne Feinstein is set for today in San Francisco, California. Vice President Harris and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are scheduled to attend. President Biden will provide a recorded message. Feinstein, who was the longest-serving female senator in American history, died last week at the age of 90. Members of the public paid their respects this week as her body lie in state in San Francisco. A man in Philadelphia is dead after he allegedly shot three police officers who were responding to a domestic call. Authorities say an argument broke out yesterday between a child, his uncle, and father before shots were fired in the home. After cops were called, the father waited for the officers and began firing as the deputies arrived on scene. Officers returned fire, killing the man. All three deputies were hospitalized and are listed in stable condition. The fraud and money laundering trial of FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried started yesterday. The first witness, Marc Antoine Julliard, took the stand and explained how he lost around $100,000 in cryptocurrency that he thought was safe. Julliard said he was drawn into FTX by their marketing, which included ads featuring celebrities. Bankman-Fried, who was once a crypto billionaire, has pled not guilty to federal charges of wire fraud, securities fraud, and money laundering. Now, if he is convicted, several of the charges come with sentences of 20 years in prison. The trial is expected to last into mid-November. Seven fraternities are under investigation at San Diego State University and are on an interim suspension. KGTV says with the investigation, the fraternities are not allowed to hold activities. San Diego State did not specify which violations have occurred, but said the investigators are looking into behavioral concerns of alleged misconduct. USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Biden administration is canceling $9 billion in student loan debt for 125,000 borrowers. The debt is now being paid for by taxpayers and applies to borrowers who have been on an income-driven repayment plan and public service loan forgiveness programs. The move comes just days after the federal student loan payments restarted after the COVID-19 pandemic. The man accused of murdering Tupac Shakur had his first court date postponed.
The individual charged with the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur is scheduled to face arraignment in Las Vegas later this month. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis was initially set to be arraigned on Wednesday, but it has been rescheduled to October 19th. Davis was apprehended last Friday, 27 years after Shakur was gunned down in an intersection near the Las Vegas Strip. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Restaurant chain Chipotle is starting to work with AI in the kitchen. Dave Collins explains.
The California-based company has introduced robots that skillfully put together the ordered meals for customers who use the Chipotle app. This isn't the first foray into robotic assembly for the fast food chain. Last year, a robot named Chippy was initially tested at a California restaurant and effectively showcased its proficiency in crafting tortilla chips.
Today is officially National Do Something Nice Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
Well, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and I'm excited to be sharing with you our next guest, former Capitol Police Officer Tarik Johnson, T.K. Johnson, here to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but what really happened on January the 6th. I know, I understand, you know, we've had congressional hearings. There's been, you know, so much reported about January 6th, but I can tell you, the majority of Americans are still scratching their head going, wait a minute, we're being worked here. We're not being told the whole truth. There's something seems to be missing from this controlled narrative. And I will say this up front. Yes, there were some heroes on January 6th, and let's say on both sides, okay? But I think that there are some heroes that were not acknowledged. And after you hear T.K. Johnson's story, you'll understand what I'm referring to. T.K. Johnson was a 22-year veteran on the Capitol Hill force. He considers himself to be an expert in the field. He will tell you. He worked hard through all of certifications to learn what to do and how to responsibly step up and handle his position. On January 6th, as the on-site commander who was in charge of securing the certification of the 2020 presidential election, despite pleas for help on January 6th, Johnson said he did not hear anything, not even from the Capitol Police Chief Assistant Yogananda Pittman, who allegedly kept vital information about the protests from him. Let's welcome Tarik Johnson, T.K. Johnson, to the show. T.K., welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on, Bill. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I'll tell you, our audience is one that believes in the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. That's what this show is all about. So we're grateful to you to come on, to have the courage to tell your story, because we know what happens in Washington, D.C. The theme is it must stay in Washington, D.C., and it must be controlled by those who control the narrative. If somebody gets outside of that line, then you feel the full pressure of the forces that want you to comport, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
So, Let's go back prior to January the 6th. I mean, here you are. You know what you're doing. Explain to our audience your background. I said that, you know, because I've heard you say time and again in other shows that you consider yourself an expert. And I believe that you are an expert. You speak with conviction. You speak with experience. Explain to our audience why you were the one that needed to be there in the place that you were at on January the 6th.
Okay, let me start with giving the audience a little bit about my background.
Okay.
I was actually on the police department for 23 and a half years at the time I resigned in September of 2022. I started out as a regular officer in the rank of private,
mm-hmm.
and I started March 1999 is when I started, and I took a test to get promoted to special agent. I was primarily assigned to Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont. And I did that for approximately 2 years, and then I took the sergeant's exam, and I passed the sergeant's exam the first time I took it. Got promoted to sergeant in December of 2004, and I worked pretty much every division on every section on Capitol Hill other than the Library of Congress in my time as a sergeant. I won Officer of the Year in 2012. You can probably Google that. Google my name. There was a bus fire in the D Street Tunnel in 2012, and I had to help evacuate officers. I had the help of officers to evacuate people out of that tunnel, and we got them out safely. And me and along with two other officers, we were awarded the Officer of the Year in 2012. I took the lieutenant's exam, and I was promoted to lieutenant in June of 2018. And I was assigned to the Capital Division, and I worked the Capital Division from June of 2018 until January 6th of 2021, the time of the counting of the electoral votes. That was my actual last day of working at the Capitol Police.
Wow.
And I was suspended for approximately 17 months. And when I returned to work, I processed in during the first week. I went out on leave, and then I processed out after about 2 months of being on leave, and I left the department on September 23rd of 2022. I knew that I could never go back to work again, knowing everything that I knew that Yogananda Pittman had done before, on, and after January 6th. I could never work for her again, knowing what I knew.
Was there any consequence for Ms. Pittman? And her failure, it appears to be a failure of duty here.
It was more than a failure of duty. She had intel that we needed on, actually we needed the intel before January 6th. Mm-hmm. She had the intel. She got the intel sometime late December of 2020. One of the main focus or the main report that she had was an intel report. And it was numbered 21 TD 159, and it basically laid out what was going to occur on January 6th. She had it, and she sat on it, and she didn't give it to Chief Sun, who was the actual chief of the Capitol Police during that time, or the other assistant, which was her counterpart, Assistant Chief Chad Thomas. She didn't give it to him either, and Chad Thomas was directly in charge of my bureau, which was operations. Mm-hmm. So we would have had to prepare the officers for what was going to occur that day. She got the intel. She was supposed to give that intel to Chief Sun and Chief Thomas so we could prepare for January 6th, and she didn't do it.
Who gave her the intel?
The intel report was created from her unit. She was in charge of IICD. That's our intel division. She's in charge of that. Right. They go out to get the intel, gather the intelligence, they put it on a report, and they send it to her. She got the report, and she didn't send it out to anybody else from her unit. Now, the people who created and would have been responsible for gathering the intel, they can't just send it out of her bureau without her permission. She has to do that, and she didn't do it.
Well, and this is important for people to understand, the strict adherence to chain of command, right?
Correct.
So here it is. She has the information the latter part of December. At any point from that day, we're 3 years down the road, was anybody able to find out who told her not to distribute that information, or was that a unilateral decision on her part?
She has never been asked that question publicly as of yet.
And she hasn't even been in front of a congressional hearing go ahead.
Yeah, she's been in in front of multiple congressional hearings, but that wasn't the question that was asked of her. And some people would say the committees that she was, that she came before, were pretty friendly to her. So she was never really asked the tough questions.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry has been spreading the gospel via unique radio and media broadcasts for over 7 decades, and it all revolves around a powerful question: have you heard? The Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites people like you to ask at least 10 others if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, tell them about the love of Christ. If the person already knows Jesus and has accepted his gift of salvation, invite them to join you in the challenge and share the gospel themselves. The Great Commission commands us to make disciples in all nations. And while the Tide Ministry is reaching millions of listeners around the world, you can be reaching the people in your own community. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can make an eternal impact in the lives of people in your neighborhood with the good news of Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
The thing, and I mentioned this in the opening, TK, that there was such a spirit within Congress of extreme glory and honor to all Capitol Police, that as if they did everything correct. I mean, even to the point where you have a Capitol Police officer shoots and kills a civilian, and first of all, he's protected, and then afterwards, he's almost made into a hero.
Well, I know a lot of people have difference of opinion as it relates to the shooting. And what I've always said, I'm not going to be able to convince you or anybody else if he should or if he shouldn't have done it. I say that, and I say this repeatedly, and I think that all of us will agree on this. He should have never been put in that situation in the first place.
Exactly.
Never.
Right.
If the intel would have been distributed, even the people, the demonstrators who broke into the Capitol that day, they wouldn't have been able to do that. Their lives would change because you had Yogananda Pittman, and I routinely call her she's an unethical, overly ambitious, immoral commander is what she was. She had the intel that would have that Sun needed, and had he been able to use that intel that she had, he could have went to the Sergeant at Arms on the Senate and the House. Mm-hmm. The House Sergeant at Arms, his name was Paul Irving. The Senate Sergeant at Arms was Michael Stinger. So he has to get their permission to get the National Guard's assistance. And from him speaking to both of them, the intel didn't support his request for the National Guard. That's only because he didn't have the intel report that Yogananda Pittman sat on. So he could have gotten the intel report from her, forwarded that intel report over to Paul Irving and Mike Stinger, and then he would have more than likely got more help from the National Guard and
exactly.
even more law enforcement officers there on site. And what I routinely have said is this, is that, and I know that everybody's going to blame the demonstrators for what they did, and I understand people's position. If somebody did something illegal, they need to be held accountable.
Exactly.
So the issue is not that the demonstrators are being held accountable. They are absolutely being held accountable. Right. Even unfairly being held accountable because you don't know what Yogananda Pittman did before and during January 6th, which contributed to their extra charges.
Mm-hmm.
Or could what she did be a mitigating factor in their sentencing and their prosecutions? I believe so. But we won't know until she is asked the correct questions. And one of the things that I said, and I was going to say this a minute ago, laws are here to protect people. That's why you make laws. And that's what law right. enforcement officers, that's what we do.
Exactly.
We are supposed to protect the demonstrators from themselves by having the appropriate show of force there. And a lot of those people would have said, you know what, I'm not going to go any further. I'm not going to try to push past all these National Guard people. Some of those people would have went home. But
yes.
basically, Yogananda Pittman not giving that intel report to Chief Sun and Chad Thomas basically compromised our security to the point where it was almost inviting people in.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. It seems like the way you look at it, and like you said, everybody's going to have a different story. We're all seeing it from a different angle. But I remember as I was seeing it unfold, I'm looking at this and I'm going, this appears like a bit of a setup. And then you start hearing more of the background, your story. Stephen Sun has since written a book called Courage Under Fire. He talks about being outnumbered 58-1 and to support what you're saying. He said he asked for National Guard 3 days prior, but it was denied. So, and we already know that President Trump had already authorized the use of National Guard because that's one of the first things that need to happen. So they had clearance there. Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser also had to go along and see it. Muriel Bowser later said she didn't like the optics of having the National Guard there in the situation. So a lot of whether Muriel Bowser, I just can't imagine Nancy Pelosi didn't have the information to understand that there were going to be hundreds of thousands of people, you know, coming to the Capitol building, protesting the outcome of the 2020 election. That was quite, you know, to me, that was quite obvious. And so now you're starting to see this unfold, and being the experienced police officer that you are, you're starting to realize, whoa, I mean, the tools that you should have, they're not there. You're trying to communicate with Yogananda Pittman because she's in charge. She's at command center, right? She is the one to authorize all movements and any kind of decisions that need to be made to handle the crowd, correct?
That is correct. And you are a little bit incorrect on one thing you said. You said that it may have been a setup. It was absolutely 100% a setup. And me being an experienced law enforcement officer and I was a commander, I was one of the commanders in charge of security for the certification of the election. You know, so I'm an expert in my field and I'm great at what I do.
Right.
So I know what the ramifications are if Yogananda Pittman has the type of intelligence that she has and she sits on it. So now I don't know if the average person that is listening to your broadcast know, but I do know. Chief Sun knows.
Yes.
You can't withhold that type of intelligence without a consequence, and that's what she did. So we need to dive into that. But it even gets worse, though, Bill. So okay. If you listen to now, this is what every American needs to do. Every single American. If you have any doubts to whether January 6th was a setup or not, just listen to the radio transmissions. And you need to listen to primarily two voices. You need to listen to my voice. My call sign was 405 J. John. And you need to listen to Yogananda Pittman's voice. Her unit was unit two. You need to listen to all the radio transmissions from, at the very least, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And you listen to my radio transmissions and you listen to Yogananda Pittman's transmissions. The radio transmissions, Bill, are public. If anybody needs to know if this is a setup, just listen to the radio transmissions. That's all you have to do. They're public.
How many times did you request help from Yogananda Pittman and she didn't answer you? TK, I do want to scroll. I did take down the information on the givesendgo.com / TK Johnston, and we're scrolling that. Explain to our audience. We're just going to pause for just a moment and help you, because in my humble opinion, you know, you are one of the unnoted heroes of what happened on January the 6th. And we're going to get into more detail. But for our audience that would like to help you out, explain, you know, the Give, Send, Go program that you have.
You know, I'll explain it briefly. And thank you for putting it on here, too, for me. I didn't expect that, but thank you very much. I set it up. A friend of mine set it up because I never wanted to ask for any help. Mm-hmm. I never knew that. I thought that after I came out and started speaking publicly about what really occurred on January 6th, that this would be over quickly and I can go get a regular job befitting of my skills and abilities. But when you talk about a job like that, there are a lot of restrictions that you can do, can't talk to the media. And I didn't want a job like that because I could not speak about what really occurred on January 6th because people are hurting. So I got a job moving furniture and setting up table and chairs for events, which was easy, didn't pay much. So I took a huge pay cut, but I didn't care about that because I don't really care about money. So now this has languished on way longer than I thought, because then I realized that in addition to the setup that Yogananda Pittman concocted, there was a major cover up, and that was led by the current chief of police, J. Thomas Manger. So I've been fighting on both ends. So if you look at my Twitter feed, sometimes I'm discussing Pittman, sometimes I'm discussing Manger, and I'm not focused on getting a job that I can do that would fix my financial situation, because this is what I want to do. This is what I dedicated my life to, is getting J6 justice for everybody that was aggrieved on both sides of this.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
In a single moment, everything can change.
When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. The head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, is calling for construction of a partial border wall in Texas. The DHS secretary is citing an acute and immediate need to build a border wall in parts of Texas where illegal immigration has surged. The announcement published in the Federal Register calls for border wall construction in Starr County along the Rio Grande River, where the Biden administration says high illegal entry is paramount. Bleach and cleaning products company Clorox is warning that its third quarter sales and profits took a big hit because of a cyber attack that wreaked havoc on their operations. Clorox said it expects 23% to 28% decline in sales. It also expects to post a loss per share of 35 to 75 cents. Clorox said the cyber attack that was discovered in August is still hurting production, although the effect is minimizing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The other thing, too, that's hanging in the balance of all this, TK, is your First Amendment right, your freedom of speech. And here you have a choice. You can stay employed by the Capitol Police Department. And here, in a sense, you were compelled to resign your position, what, less than 2 years from retirement and all benefits.
15 months.
Right? Okay, so you could have been a quote-unquote good boy, as they say, and taken one for the team, bit your tongue, but for the sake of our Constitution and a First Amendment right to make sure that the whole truth and nothing but is put out there, you surrender your financial security. Our audience needs to understand that. Here you got Steve Sun who writes the book Courage Under Fire. You are a profile in courage, you and of yourself in the story and your family that's all involved in this.
Yeah, I could write a book, but I'm not focused on doing any of that. There are people that are probably in jail that are innocent.
Yes.
There are people that are in jail, even if they are guilty of something, they may have more charges attributed to them.
Right.
So I can't focus on me making money. Now, the Gifts and Gold that I set up, well, a friend of mine set up for me because he was like, TK, he says, you're only in the second quarter of this fight. You know,
right.
I didn't expect it to go this long. And he said, you need funds. So he told me that this is basically what I had to do.
Right.
And he was right because I was, you know, I looked at my
Thank God for friends, TK.
Yeah, no question. And then he got me on the right track. And then I was working a security job on the weekend. So because of the Gifts and Go that I set up, I didn't have to work every single weekend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me time to do a lot of J6 work. And I got a lot of accomplished. I've done a lot of interviews. So I got some stuff to take care of, you know, so and it is because of the community and I appreciate it.
Well, I want you to know we honor you. We honor your courage to come on the show to tell your story, because this is so important, because we know the information that we're getting from the government, it is one-sided. It is a narrative. I mean, even to the point, as you know, the J6 committee that spent a lot of the people's money to investigate what happened in January 6th, and they were told before they disbanded to hold on to all the evidence. And these scoundrels, you know, bleach bit, you know, they did a Hillary Clinton. They got rid of all the evidence, all the information that we the people paid for. They destroyed it so that the incoming new majority of the Republican Party would no longer have access and all the bases and background information of everything that they had conducted in the previous months.
I can tell you this. They didn't delete anything from me because they never interviewed me. They never interviewed me. I never got to testify.
Why do you think that they didn't interview you?
Because they knew what I was going to say. They knew that the narrative, because I called. Now, I don't know if you know about this, Bill, but I knew it was Yogananda Pittman's fault immediately.
Yes.
And I called on January 9th to report it. I was looking for FBI contact. So I called a friend of mine, Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, and I told him what Yogananda Pittman did and what she was doing. And an hour after I made the call to him, because when I called him, I just wanted an FBI contact to let them know that this is not what it looks like, you know, because she literally let this happen. And I told Senator Leahy she was going to let everybody die that day. She wasn't going to help anybody. And when I say that, it would have been I did it for the officers, demonstrators, and the members of Congress.
Exactly.
And I basically told him what she was doing, and then he said he was going to give me an FBI contact, or he was going to call his chief of staff. We hung up the phone. An hour later, the Capitol Police called me and told me I was suspended. So I found out later that Pittman had already known everything, and she suspended me.
Right.
So they knew I was going.
But Leahy didn't help you. I mean, he could have put you under, you know, a whistleblower status, couldn't he have?
I don't know exactly what he could have done because the whistleblower protections for Capitol Police officers are extremely poor. And with J. Thomas Manger, who was the current chief, he's not allowing Capitol Police officers to be covered under the Whistleblower Protection Act. So they can't go out and speak without fear of retaliation. So that's what they're doing.
Right. So you got thrown under the bus real quick, and you were put on suspension for 17 months. Was that without pay or with pay?
It was with pay, but obviously no overtime.
Right.
I had to stay in the house. I couldn't leave my house from the hours of 8 to 4. I couldn't.
You had to stay in the house. You're basically
on house arrest. I was on house. It's basically effectively a house arrest. I couldn't step off my property. I couldn't go for a jog in my neighborhood. After 16 months, they did give me permission to go for a run in my neighborhood after 16 months. I went next. But and I was so stressed during this particular time. I was checking my mail one day and I dropped the mail. It was a windy day. So the mail came out of my mailbox and went into the street. And I didn't know if I could go pick it up without calling the Capitol Police first. I was that, because I knew what they were going to do to me. Mm-hmm. So I literally looked at the mail and tried to make a decision. Should I pick the mail up or should I call the Capitol Police first? Because I would have to step into the street to get my mail.
So did they have your home geofence, so to speak, to where they would have known if you stepped over a barrier?
No, they wouldn't have known that. But my mental, because I was suspended so long, not knowing what they were going to do, but knowing that they were going to crush me.
Yes.
I didn't want to make my situation worse if they had a camera, if they were looking at me, because
exactly.
They said, you stepped off your property. We told you not to step off the property. You are now suspended and fired, you know, suspended without pay, waiting for termination. So I said, I'm not taking any chances, but I said, you know what? I got to get my mail. I ran and got my mail, worried for the few days, called my attorney, told my attorney that I stepped off. My attorney probably thought I was nuts, but I was stressed. Because
let me ask you, if we can rewind for just a moment, you know, here, January 6th, you see all this unfolding. You say, wow, this is a trap. This is a setup. What happened when the Capitol came under attack with BLM and Antifa, what was it, 8 months earlier? Well, was there a prequel? Was there advance notice? Was there planning, you know, and information that was given to Capitol Police about the potential disruption and protest of BLM and Antifa?
Well, actually, the Black Lives Matter, that was at the White House. That wasn't at the Capitol.
Well, but okay, but still in the vicinity, regard, right? Because they were there at what Lafayette Square, across the street from the Capitol, tried to burn down the church, as we know. President Trump had to be secured. But regardless, I mean, you've got a government, a federal, you know, the White House in this particular case, being put under siege. Did you, were you given, or were you responsible at all in dealing with that, that protest?
No, not at all.
Because you're confined to the Capitol solely 100%, right?
To the Capitol, the Capitol buildings. Like we have the Library of Congress, we have the Senate buildings and the House of Representatives buildings. Mm-hmm. So that's my span of control right there.
Was there any intel, any after action report of what happened with BLM and Antifa shared with Capitol Police? Because you're not that far away in the Capitol building in the White House, and you're talking about security. Was there any discussion and shared information between Capitol Police and the police department of D.C.?
Not to my knowledge. But that wouldn't have went to me. That would have went more likely to Yogananda Pittman. That would have went to her unit, maybe Chad Thomas unit. But no, mm-hmm. it wouldn't have made it to me.
Well, based on your experience, do you think that would have been useful?
As far as
just training purposes, understanding
any information, all of it would have been useful. You know, mm-hmm. Especially the intel saying that what was going to actually occur at the Capitol would have been absolutely useful. And we couldn't even get that. So, you know, expecting Pittman to give us, you know, intel and talk to us about Antifa and Black Lives Matter when mm-hmm. she wouldn't even tell us what was going to happen at our own building that she knew? No.
Yeah, exactly.
This report is sponsored by Idorsia Pharmaceuticals, U.S. More than 25 million U.S. adults suffer from insomnia or trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. Sleep is widely seen as the third pillar of health after diet and exercise. QVIVIC, Dairy Direxant, 25 milligram or 50 milligram tablets, is a prescription medicine for adults with insomnia. Designed for once-nightly use, QVIVIC has been proven to help adults with insomnia fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Hear from family nurse practitioner Wendy L. Wright.
Insomnia is the most common sleep disorder in the United States. QVIVIC is an FDA-approved, once-nightly medication clinically proven to help adults with insomnia fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. QVIVIC works differently than other medications you may have taken in the past and is thought to target one of the biological causes of insomnia, overactive wake signals. In the clinical studies, adults who took QVIVIC every night reported sleeping better after 1 week, with measured improvements seen at months 1 and 3. My advice for people with trouble sleeping is to speak candidly with your healthcare provider about your experience to learn more about available treatment options and find out if taking QVIVIC would be the right option for you.
Don't take QVIVIC if you have narcolepsy. Don't drink alcohol while taking QVIVIC or drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully alert. QVIVIC may cause temporary inability to move, talk, or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking up. QVIVIC may cause sleepiness during the day. QVIVIC is a federally controlled substance because it can be abused or cause dependence. QVIVIC may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, or making or eating food. Tell your doctor right away if you experience this or worsening depression, including suicidal thoughts. Common side effects are headaches and sleepiness. Visit QVIVIC.com for more information. That's QUVIVIQ.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Well, we're talking to the former Capitol Police Officer, T.K. Johnson, sharing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but what really happened on January 6th, and it is the truth, and his commitment to his command in securing the Capitol building and those in it, senators and congressmen and congresswomen. He ends up being suspended. He is no longer part of the Capitol Police, sadly. You think of somebody with this kind of experience and talent, and to not have him be a part of the operation to this day, I believe, in my humble opinion, is a great loss to our country and the Capitol Police force. Now, let's go back and revisit for a moment here. You shared very quickly when it came down for you to make a decision. You're on comms trying to get Yogananda Pittman to make a decision to clear the Senate, to clear Congress, get the congressmen, get the senators, get them to safety, because, you know, even as Stephen Sund said, and these numbers, I'd not heard the numbers 58-1. I know you had said before that you were greatly outmanned, that I guess the bottom line is, if this was truly an insurrection, you, the Capitol Police would have been easily outgunned and overwhelmed.
100%. And no, this was not an insurrection. I've said this multiple times. Now, I would have said, like, I did say it was an insurrection, like, in 2021, but I started finding out more information, and people have to be able to change their position when presented new facts. And exactly. The facts just don't present that. This was just basically a coup set up by Yogananda Pittman. Now, she did it because I believe she did it because she wanted Sun fired as the chief of police, and she wanted to gain favor from Nancy Pelosi is why she did it. So now,
interesting. Yeah.
Yes. So all you have to do, I would say, if anybody really wants to know what really occurred on January 6th, you have to listen to the radio transmissions first and then work your way back. And right. Then find out what intel she had before January 6th. That's all you have to do. Once you listen to the radio transmissions, which the committees that were 2021 and 2022 never focused on those radio transmissions.
Yeah, of course not.
All you have to do is get somebody who doesn't have a vested interest. They can be Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't have a vested interest in the outcome of the investigation to look at it, listen to the radio transmissions, ask certain questions, and then you'll easily know. And I've said this multiple times, if the amount of people that were there, if they wanted to take over the Capitol, we couldn't stop them.
Right.
Now, even the movie 300, I know you heard of that movie 300. And I don't know if you know, all those people died.
Yes.
They all died in that movie. So people, it wasn't like they beat up 10,000 people. They died.
Yes.
So, but and the thing was, they were just trying to hold like that ridge for a certain amount of time. They knew they were going to die, but they wanted to hold a ridge for a certain amount of time. And we were outnumbered, and the thing was, we weren't protecting a ridge. They could have came in, and they did come in on all sides of the building. We were surrounded fairly quickly. If they wanted to get in, now, obviously we know there was some violence that occurred on January 6th, but if they wanted to take over and kill all the members of Congress, we couldn't have stopped them if that was the purpose of everybody there. So when you when people get charged, they should only be charged with what they did. The problem that you have, Bill, is that everybody that is getting arrested for January 6th, when they're at the defense table, the jury is looking at all of them as insurrectionists.
Right.
That's the difficult part. They want to get
because of the narrative. It's the narrative that's out there. I mean, you use a professional multimedia producer director who cherry picks information and clips, you know, from January 6th and presents it in the most negative of light to be consistent with what they wanted us to know. This is the thing that we say repeatedly on the show, TK. I asked the question, who told you? Who told you it was an insurrection? Do you know that? And I challenge our audience. I said, look, even like here, you and I are talking and you're answering questions and you're being very forthright. And I'm grateful for your honesty and transparency on this. But I caution our audience all the time. I said, look, don't just take my word for it. Don't just take TK's word for it. He's told you several times where to go and listen for some information and see if your journey into fact finding will either reaffirm or deny what he's presented to you. Is that fair to say?
That's perfect to say. Just, I'm not asking anybody to believe me. All I'm asking you to do is do your own research.
Exactly.
All you have to do is listen to the radio transmissions and listen for Unit 2, and that's Yogananda Pittman, and listen for me, 405 J. John, and then you make the determination if what I did deserve to be suspended for 17 months and basically constructively fired. But at the end of the day, I never was going to go back because I could never work for Yogananda Pittman, knowing what she did on that day alone. What I found out after I resigned was even worse. And all the people who came out, the whistleblowers who came to speak against Yogananda Pittman and how she, along with J. Thomas Manger, crushed him, I'm glad I left.
How many years did you work under Yogananda Pittman?
She was there for 22 years. I was there for 23. She was my direct commander. One time while I was there, I was a sergeant at the Capitol. She was a captain. And now, as assistant chief, if I'm not in her bureau, I don't work directly for her. But she is still technically one of my bosses, you know. But she's been over me probably for I think she got promoted around 2008, 2009 to lieutenant or something like that. So from 2009 to 2021.
Did you suspect that there was a breakdown in leadership? Did you observe something that would cause you to be cautious prior to January the 6th?
Nothing. She put they didn't put anything out to operations. Now, I'm an operation commander at the Capitol. And you don't tell me what's going to occur on January 6th when you knew.
Exactly. Who invited, who opened the doors to the Capitol building and invited, who authorized those officers to, because we see it on video where they're waving, you know, the protesters into the building. Who authorized that?
Well, now, a lot of, now, I don't know. You have to look at the times that this occurred. At the end, like, I would have to go back and see the times and actually see the video. But a lot of times when people were just basically allowed into the building, the Capitol had already been evacuated of members of Congress on the Senate and the House. And this is what I believe, unless somebody shows me something that counters that. And we knew that it was the officers, and I haven't spoken to the officers, and I haven't spoken to many officers since I left. Because I never really went back. I never went back to work again. But
TK, you got friends there. You got brothers in arms. I mean, to cut yourself off and not have that connection, that's got to be personally painful.
Well, yeah, you know, my wife worked there too. I met my wife there. We got married. So yeah, my wife was there, and it's funny because they say all hands on deck. Right. My wife, who was an officer there, was at home. And she wasn't sick or anything. They just told her to stay home and basically relax. So it was not all hands on deck. You should have had everybody there. That wasn't done. There was so much that needed to occur on January 6th, but didn't happen.
What's happened? Anything happened adversely to your wife because of your situation?
She was old enough to retire.
Okay.
I wasn't there. My wife's a little bit older than I am, so she got to retire, and I could not. She had her 25 years, and she left.
I see. Okay. So she knew that this was a bad situation, and I imagine heartbroken to see what they had done to her husband. We've got about 5 minutes left here, TK, and I want to give you an opportunity to kind of summarize your story, remind everybody about Give, Send, Go, how we can come alongside and support you and your family.
I'll be brief with the Give, Send, Go. If you can help. It keeps me in the fight. Keeps me on Twitter. Keeps me doing interviews. I don't have to work so much. I can take off from my part-time job, which I work security on the weekends. And my Gibson Go has helped me not do that, so I can do interviews and still spend a little bit of time with the family. And I don't have to focus so much on trying to get a new job and to be silenced in any way, because I don't want that.
TK, we got to leave it there. I cannot thank you enough for your courage, for your support of the U.S. Constitution. You're a fellow constitutionalist, and I got to tell you, I love you for that, because this is what we need. We need patriots that aren't about a party, but they're about the American idea, that was born out of our Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution. And clearly there are forces that want to do everything they can to topple our rights as citizens as enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. Again, I remind our audience to, go to the campaign to support TK. Remind them of the website again, TK, where they can go.
You can go look at my profile on Twitter. You can find me. I think my name is, you can see my name right there, Tariq Johnson. You can put that in and you can find my profile, and you'll be able to find my Give, Send, Go there. But more importantly, follow me, and you'll be getting up-to-date information on the J6 cover-up, because that's primarily what I'm focusing on. If you look at my most recent tweets, I'm focusing on J. Thomas Manger, because I know what he's doing and I know why he's doing it. So that's my focus.
Exactly. TK, thank you. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Take care.
You got it. Our thanks to TK Johnson for being with us today. For more information and to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God and to save our country, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final.